BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Lady Killers is back with me, Lucy Worsley, on BBC Radio 4. Join me and a crack team of female detectives to reinvestigate more astonishing crimes from the past, all committed by women. We're travelling back in time and across the world to Australia, the US and the UK to reinvestigate the crimes of female murderesses from the 19th and 20th centuries.
We premeditated to take his life. To our home invited him one Thursday night.
He left me with no money and was going to take the children away from me. I was not going to allow him to do so.
We're seeking to understand these women and their crimes from the perspective of 21st century feminists. We have barristers, activists, a psychiatrist, an Indigenous rights advocate, a former US Secret Service agent, and a best-selling Gothic novelist.
We cannot put women into history on the basis of likability. We've got to have the courage to put all the women back, the sinners and the saints.
She should be remembered for who and what she was, an enslaver, a Confederate sympathizer, and a traitor.
Along with our in-house historian, Rosalind Crone, we go for adventures, literally retracing the steps of our murderesses.
Yeah, let's go. Taxi?
Ros and I are off across London. We're retracing Maria's footsteps. We travel across England and to Northern Ireland to take a peek at the lives of our lady killers.
Ros and I are now skulking. I think that's a fair description of what we're doing.
Did Jane Boyd kill her grandchild?
There was a child. It was buried in the garden. The child was dead. It was born dead.
And we go to Memphis, Tennessee in 1892 to learn more about Alice Mitchell and how she was driven to murder by a hidden love so powerful it ruined her.
I love you and would kill before I would see you taken from me.
We also go back in time to find out how they were seen by their own society.
Some people call me rogue and slut, while others say I am a duck. The bigger the rogue, the better the luck, says Mrs. Bravovisha.
And we ask, how much has really changed?
So much of our notion of what is good for a child is based in gender stereotypes. We still prioritise a lot of feminine characteristics as things that we might consider maternal as good for a child.
We investigate the death of a child in Australia and an assassination that shocked a young nation.
After sunshine, there's always a storm. Something is going to happen to old Abe.
Too many people in Maryland and beyond were unwilling to imagine an America that fully integrated African Americans.
And the repercussions of that still ring loudly today. The new season of Lady Killers is coming soon. Don't miss an episode. Just search for Lady Killers on BBC Sounds.